This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In 72 hours left in office, President Obama just granted commutations of sentences to 209 individuals and other pardons. Now, one is involves Chelsea Manning. You might remember Chelsea Manning, the Army private, who provided sensitive documents to WikiLeaks. Chelsea Manning's sentence has been commuted by President Obama.
All right, one good thing on the way out the door for Barack Obama,
wow.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Wow. Sentence, what was it, like 35,000 years in prison for Chelsea, formerly Bradley Manning?
You added a few zeros there. It was 35 years.
Unprecedented for a leak. And, what is the perspective on whistleblowers in the Obama administration? Oh, they were not happy at all. And, of course, not even happy that, especially that WikiLeaks got a hold of a lot of the nasty things that the Clinton Foundation has done and Hillary, etc. But on the way out the door, give him his props. One thing he did good, commuting the sentence. In what, 6 months, Chelsea Manning will be out? I don't want people to think that I am for leaking all state secrets just willy-nilly. But certainly when you see violations of the constitutional limitations of government, severe violations, how are the people going to find out? They weren't going to tell us, right? Not before Chelsea Manning, not before WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and... who's the guy in Russia right now? Not working for Russia, but he was an American. Remember?
Who?
CIA, NSA.
Yeah.
What was Putin? No, not Putin. What was the American the leaker, so to speak, that they wanted? They still want to get badly. Snowden, Edward Snowden.
Snowden. Yes.
Yeah, of course. So interesting. I mean, no pardon for Snowden, but what happens next? Because wasn't it just the other day that Assange said that if he pardons, I don't know if it was a parse of language, if he pardons versus commuting a sentence, right? Because he said, come back to America.
It was pretty straightforward, and I had the same thought that you did, because I wanted to go, okay, wait a minute, let me make sure that, what we're looking at here is apples and apples, not apples and oranges.
Right.
And it was just a couple of days ago, maybe 4 days ago at the most, Julian Assange tweeted on the WikiLeaks Twitter, that if Obama granted Chelsea Manning clemency, that was the word he used, was clemency, that he would agree to U.S. extradition, even though it was unconstitutional, the DOJ case, that he would agree to U.S. Extradition. So it's an interesting thing that we see got going on. Maybe we can go into this more maybe tomorrow with more company. But apparently Manning was on a short list.
Mm-hmm.
With Obama. And Obama he's given just a ton, like an unprecedented amount of pardons and commutations and things of that nature before he runs out the door. But apparently Manning was on the list of consideration. But what you're seeing being talked about a lot in the media and especially on the internet right now is people are saying that the reason why.
Let me guess. is because he's transgendered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, people just, they want to jump on the, oh, you know, transgender thing, you know, because everybody's gotten all upset about all the stuff that's going on in bathrooms and all that stuff. But I would say I think it's more likely that what may have tipped the scales in Manning's favor was the Julian Assange thing, because you know they want him.
They want Assange bad. You're right. Maybe Assange, if he gets a sex change operation, he'll get a pardon too.
I saw that exact comment. Right? They were like, quick, get a sex change. You'll get out of, you know. Yeah.
Amazing that. All right, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, this is not mainstream news, not fake news, although some would claim we're fake news because we talk about natural healing as if it's real, because it is. And yet we have to cover these issues because a lot of what we learn about the hideousness of government comes from people who are willing to stand up to the bullies in government and say, hey, that's wrong. I saw that happen. I witnessed a crime. Where is Barack Obama on the CDC whistleblower and the crime against humanity that is the vaccine program as promoted or promulgated by the CDC? Nothing. Crickets there. They're fighting tooth and nail as Trump takes the presidency later this week because he dared to make friends with RFK Jr. on this issue. We'll get into that some more a little later. But, you know, it's a very interesting thing. You know, you like to think black and white, right and wrong, but man, in government, it's all shades of gray. Even though right and wrong exists. Yeah.
Government, well, I mean, if it weren't for the corruption, the collusion, and the overstepping that government takes, we wouldn't have a whole lot to talk about. I mean, honestly, because...
No, you're right. If there was, like you said, constitutional limitations that were actually enforced and people would abide by them, what would we talk about? Because there would be no FDA, there would be no FTC, likely not an FCC, and all these things that restrict freedom. Right? The freedom...
Yeah,
you're right. I mean, come on. Disband, and then I don't have to do the show anymore. Wouldn't that be cool?
We can talk about other things. But
I know that people in the AMA would be cheering, probably.
Absolutely. But in the meantime, I guess, why don't we talk about the FTC?
Yeah, why not? Since I brought up the FTC, there's a great article by Diane Miller from the National Health Freedom Coalition, right? And National Health Freedom Action is like the active side of that, too. We go every year for the Health Freedom Congress. And Diane's a hero of mine. Diane is the one who, when Governor Jesse Ventura was governor of Minnesota, ushered through their, governmental procedures to have a safe harbor provision passed into law, which allowed all healers to heal. And it wasn't a free-for-all that people freak out about free-for-all, oh, the Old West kind of stuff, like as if that was really dangerous. It was dangerous for criminals, more or less. Now the criminals are protected under government today. But the idea that a healer of a different stripe, a different color, a different belief could hang a shingle. Now what they couldn't do is to pretend to be a medical doctor if they weren't a medical doctor. Okay, I'm down with that. It's never been an issue of mine. But the thing is, in most cases, even if you hang a shingle and you're a Reiki healer, and I put my hands on you to heal you. People could come, government could come, state boards of medicine could say, hey, you're competing with us, get the hell out of here, you're practicing medicine without a license. And so what it did was it provided a way that healers could heal, could offer their services, truthful, not misleading, right? Protected them. That's great. Health freedom, my friends. So Diane's a hero of mine and a friend. She wrote a piece, and we also published it here at robertscottbell.com in the show notes, and if they're not there, you'll see it. It's just earlier today we put it out there. Homeopathy and the Federal Trade Commission policies for the 21st century. Because within the last, weeks or months now, it's just very recent, the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, came out and said, hey, you can't be selling those homeopathic remedies if you put a claim that it can do something. Right? They said, wait a second, that homeopathic remedy says it reverses warts, relieves warts. Let me see the proof, right? And they want them to go through some sort of double-blind placebo-controlled study like the drug companies are supposed to do that might cost $100, $200 million just to get in the door. And you tell me how that's economically viable for a substance that no one can patent right? Yeah, I'm going to spend $200 million so everybody can benefit from the science I invest in, and they can put out their version of the product. That's not the business of medicine. Homeopathy was grandfathered. The pharmacopoeia was grandfathered in 1939. Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939. And that grandfathered the pharmacopoeia, and it established an already recognized drug, worldwide drug prescribing system. Yes, homeopathic drugs, they are considered drugs, although non-toxic. No side effects, no addiction, anything like that. And so they've been going about their business for, what, since that time. No one's been harmed. No one's been killed. The only thing that allopathic quacks that they are have ever said is that, well, if you take a homeopathic remedy, you might not take a medicine you really need it, as if they actually know. Okay? Now, I'm not saying there's never a point in time where somebody said, you know what, I'll do this because I don't want to do an antibiotic, and they ended up in trouble. But that is the freedom to screw up that I cherish in America, and that these do-gooder leftist, bought by Big Pharma, people don't want you to have the freedom to do. Yet they will forcefully make you screw up by choosing the medicine in the other 99% of the time that you actually don't need it, and it could kill you. So we got right now homeopathy, legal under the FDA, Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. You can sell it, the acknowledged indications for use in the pharmacopoeia, in the Materia Medica, those are the authoritative texts. No problem. No one's really complaining except those who are maybe losing a sale or two, big drug companies, to homeopathy. So how are they going to attack it? I know. Let's go to the FTC. The FTC has jurisdiction, as they claim, however illegitimate I might perceive it to be, over freedom of speech when it comes to commercial speech. And they say, hey, you put out that homeopathic remedy with a drug claim, you haven't gone to the level of proof that we require of allopathic drugs. Well, as Diane Miller points out very accurately, these are not allopathic drugs. These cannot be measured in the same way with your modern medicine monopoly insanity. And they never will be, because they're not pharmacologically measurable in the same way that you measure allopathic toxic medicines. But the FTC,
that means that they're fake, then.
Well, according to them. But the FTC is about being fake trade commission.
Come on, Robert. You can't kill somebody with homeopathy. It's not
real. So it's not real, right, exactly. Right? You bring that up again. Very true. But, folks, I want you to see what the federal government does. It's illegitimate. These federal bureaucratic oligarchy agencies, as our good buddy, you know him, Jonathan Emore, the FDA Dragon Slayer, talks about, all they do is violate your freedom to access information and remedies that could save your life, because somebody that has bought those regulators doesn't want you to know about them. Why? Because it hurts them in the pocketbook. This isn't about protecting the American public. The FTC is a rogue agency going after homeopathy on behest of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Don't let them.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you hearing this? Are we on? Are we live? All right. Thank you, Andy. Hooray. Yeah, you know.
Hello, everybody.
Sometimes we don't get the feed, but I get hungry, and you got to send me some audio. Here we are, Robert Scott Bell, live on the air, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, GCN, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red Nation, Rising, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, and, of course, SoundCloud. Go to robertscottbell.com, learn all about it there. Archives available. Now, we already established the FTC is protecting us or attempting to protect us from the dangers of homeopathic medicine. How many of you out there know anybody that was hurt by a homeopathic medicine? I didn't think so. Now,
if you throw the bottle hard enough at somebody, you might give them a little, maybe a bruise or something.
Yeah, for those of you who still package your homeopathic medicines in glass, yeah, look out if it's thrown at you. But that's not the fault of the homeopathic medicine. It's the container. Good Lord. So we have to rely on these federal agencies to protect us, right, from things like that. Homeopathy, the danger of something that is so non-toxic that you could take a whole bottle or 10 bottles or 100 bottles, you will not be harmed. But what about other things? What about other agencies? Can we give them their props when they protect us? Sure, yeah, we can, and we do. Not that they ever do, so it kind of leaves us waiting for that moment where we go, yay, FDA, hooray, they've done a good job. We're going to find out if they've done a good job, because there are people that want to drink something. The FDA says it's not all that good for you. Or maybe it's not. Well, I don't know what they're saying. Let's find out. But you can be sure when there's something natural, perhaps it's even safe, you know the FDA's on the way.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Yes, if you want to drink camel milk, my friend, you better be sure you're getting it from a source that doesn't tell you that it does anything good at all for anyone, especially kids who are benefiting from it, right? The FDA protecting us from camel's milk, right?
Camel milk. Now, I have not had the opportunity to try camel milk yet.
No, it's great stuff. We tried it at Autism One some years ago. It's like super sweet, super rich, super fatty. And Dr. Frank King talked about it because he has camels. It's amazing stuff, right? Just don't tell anybody how amazing it is, right? Because freedom of speech, my friends, is not really free. It's not even speech anymore. It's, let me tell you about this camel's milk. Somebody just covered my mouth. I couldn't talk about it. It must have been the FDA. Protecting you from what? Knowing that some people are benefiting, especially children who have Crohn's disease, allergies, gastrointestinal inflammation, autism. In a letter recently made public, the FDA warned the 25-year-old founder of Waleed Abdul Wahab that his company's therapeutic claims try to establish that these products, meaning camel's milk, are drugs because they are intended for use in the cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease. And that Desert Farms needs to stop marketing the milk as a medicinal product. So remember, folks, if you say anything good about your food, that it does something beyond fill you up, it's now a dangerous and unapproved new drug. This is the magic. This is the wizardry of the Fear and Death Administration.
See, and here's what I got. When I saw the headline on this story, you know, the headline reads, FDA, sorry, camel milk is not a miracle cure. Mm-hmm. And I was reading that, and I was like, okay, so what, did the FDA, like, did a study, you know, and determine that camel milk does nothing, you know, so I'm looking through this, and all this is just the same old, tired, busted routine that the FDA goes through, where if, as you said, you have something and you say, this helps with this, they rush in, they break through the windows and come through the skylight, and they go, no, 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 that is now a drug.
Yeah, well, Lord knows the Americans need their safe space when they hear camel milk is being sold.
Camel milk, yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. This is where I say we have become a wussy nation, a nation of wimps and wussies. And I would say something that rhymes with wussies, but the FCC might get mad at me, too. But we've become yes, right, wimps and tushies. Okay. You know it. Because we can't handle the truth, right? We can't handle knowing that camel's milk might actually help us with something that, where the FDA says you can only be helped if you're on an antibiotic or a steroid drug that can kill your liver and your immune system simultaneously. No, thank you, FDA. You can go FDA yourself. Leave us all alone. We want our camel's milk, and we don't care that you don't like it or like to know or like us to know what it actually does.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Like bumper or something. Parental relief update. We need one of those.
Parental relief?
Yeah.
Why would we need one of those?
When your kids really annoy you, do we have an update for that?
why?
Before we get to the cannabis update, because that maybe cannabis will help. Yeah, no, I'd like my daughter's 11. Love her. God bless her. She's amazing. Creative talent. But boy, it can be emotional. And, you know, I go to pick her up from her little Montessori school, and she's crying. I'm like, oh, man, what happened? You know, she get beat up by a bully? No, there's no bullying going on. So it was like, what's going on? I'm like, what? It literally sounded like that. I have no earthly idea what you're saying. You ever get kids like that where they're trying to tell you? Usually they're 3, 4, or 5. But she's emotional.
I've got two girls.
Apparently, yes, so you know this. Apparently she wanted to go see that movie about math, the woman's movie about math and NASA, the secret women who did the math for NASA. On Friday, some of her class is going, and she was told that she needed to get the parents to sign up and then send the money in for the tickets. And she didn't do it in time. And I didn't even know anything about it. And so I'm going to pick her up, and she's upset because they're not going to let her go now. And so the head of the school was really nice, was sitting with her, telling her to breathe deeply, calm down. And I could tell, like, if she had calmed down, she was probably going to go, okay, we'll make an exception. Your dad's here now, right? But she wouldn't let it go. I was like, oh, man, you're really going to fight this one, aren't you? And I'm like, and then the teachers explained what was going on. I'm like, dude, I'm with you. This is not right. You know, she's not 4 or 5 years old. Yeah, I know. I usually brag on my kids, but, you know, listen, this is what daddyhood is like. You know, moms and dads out there, you know, occasionally you got to teach some hard lessons, and it's like, you're going to remember this kid. No, I'm not going to cave on this one. You're supposed to do something. You got to do it, especially you're stepping up into the adolescent program next year. So anyway, but it was one of those things that got me as a dad. You know, you don't want to see your kids cry like that. So you're emotionally impacted. I'm human. I'm agitated. I'm like, ah, one of those days. So now I think what you need.
Maybe a little CBD.
A little CBD and a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Don't worry, she's still going to get to see the movie, just not with her class, all right? So she'll remember it. Don't you? Oh, he's so mean. He's such a mean daddy. Yeah, you know,
man,
you got to teach your kids. Right, yeah. I know. I'm not an asshat. We'll talk about asshats next hour. I will explain that in a moment. But for now, the first of the cannabis updates, very important here. Hemp is becoming the new tobacco for Kentucky farmers. This is great. Kentucky passing, you know, of course, the ability to grow hemp again. And there's a, you know, you see the sign on this one. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Hemp in Kentucky, the first crop grown, 1775. And from 1840 to 1860, Kentucky production of hemp, largest in the United States. This is, you know, Kentucky, they're called bluegrass state. It's the grass state for sure. It needs to be growing lots more hemp because this can save the farmers. This can save the people who utilize the hemp for many, many different things. And again, out of the 25,001 uses, only one of it's smoking it recreationally. 25,000 other uses, okay? So get over yourself if you're worried that people will start using it recreationally. It's not going to ever stop. And people aren't going out and having fisticuffs when they smoked a little weed. Again, the focus for us is healing. And healing the economy, healing the environment, if it's possible to heal the planet. Of course, the planet will be much better off without the parasites called humans on it. And I mean, well, let's just be brutally honest about this. Rape the land, use it for what it is, and who cares? Your kids, grandkids, what they're going to live with? Doesn't matter. Tell me I'm not lying. Tell me I'm lying. Because look at what our previous generations have done to leave us a polluted place to live. Now, that's not me going on the Al Gore bandwagon. Because I'm not a global warming alarmist. I am a global intoxication alarmist. I will talk about poison and pollution, and that's really the issue. But they don't want to talk about that real issue. I'll give props to RFK Jr. for talking about that issue, because that is the real issue. Now, on the Kentucky Rolling Hills, they have been growing it for a while now. It's coming back thanks to senators like Rand Paul and even Mitch McConnell, who I think Rand brought him over kicking and screaming, but give him his props. He saw where the winds were blowing, and he got off of his high horse saying, oh, no, hemp is all about smoking and getting high, because it's not. This is real medicine. This is real food. This is real agriculture, pesticide-free, non-GMO agriculture. This is production of real botanical fuel without GMOs, without subsidies. Now, even in Georgia, of all places, where they can grow a lot of hemp, too. They formed recently a medical cannabis committee, and a cultivation bill has been filed. Now, you know, even though I'm agitated today a little bit, I am not going to be truly, I don't want to say that, you know, my happiness depends upon something, right? But I'm just trying to communicate something that other humans will understand, because I'm one of you, I think, right? Or Super Don, anybody think I'm a robot? Anybody said robot? Oh, yeah, Liam, remember when you used to call me robot? No, robot Scott Bell. That's right. He did like the mecha version of Robert Scott Bell. But no, I don't think I'm a robot. But, if I was to say something, and I don't mean it literally, I won't be happy until everybody can grow their own hemp. Do you get my drift when I'm saying that? That would be my litmus to say, yes, I'm glad they're growing it in Kentucky. I'm glad they're going to be growing it in Georgia. But until you can grow it in your own backyard, it's still a pale shadow of the freedom that you deserve, not because you've done anything special or not done anything special, but because you are a creature of God. We're all part of creation. And we, in our birthright, have the freedom to grow that which we want to use for our own benefit or to help others. Okay? And I know, I'm an extremist for liberty. Call me a libertarian extremist, a small L. But I think, what was it that Barry Goldwater said? Extremism in the cause of virtue is no vice, right? Or something like that.
Right.
I can't remember. Anyway. But, you know, the point is, come on, really? We have to ask permission of government to grow this stuff? Does anybody else think this is ridiculous at this point? And I know they're still having to go through the motions because these police state tactics are still engaged on the federal and state level. And, I'll be really happy when they back. I'm happy already. Agitated, but happy already. But the point is always agitating, if you will, for more freedom. Right? Yeah, if you want to call me, that's my thing. Right? Toledo, is this next segment, or are we doing this now, the Toledo story? I'm not sure when this falls out. I want to make sure I don't do it too soon.
No, you're doing good.
I'm good?
Yeah. This is actually a really cool story.
This is kind of funny, because in Toledo, is it Toledo, Ohio, or Toledo somewhere else?
I believe it's Ohio.
It's Toledo, Ohio. It is. So we've talked about CBD oil, the fact that it is indeed legal in all 50 states, although guess what? The DEA is trying to claim it isn't. It's trying to schedule it one and get away with it. Again, we're not going to let them do that. And there are lawsuits against that for declaratory judgments, for judicial review, et cetera. And I'm hoping that the Trump administration will back down, the DEA on some of these ridiculous things they're doing. But there's a hemp center in Toledo. It's called the Toledo Hemp Center. And they're trying to outreach and communicate with humor about the benefits of CBD. Now, I don't know how many of y'all out there are old enough to remember those old Wendy's commercials. Do you remember Wendy's commercials? Little old lady looking at this huge bun, and you open the bun, and you're like, looking at it, you barely see a burger in there, right? And do you remember what she said? You remember?
I do.
Okay. I think we actually have the audio. If those of you don't remember, bear with me now. I'm going to play it. See if you remember this.
It certainly is a big bun.
It's a very big bun.
Big fluffy bun.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
That became a cultural phenomenon. Whoever produced that, right? Every late night talk show, everybody was saying, where's the beef? And I think it was even used in like presidential elections at that time, where you'd have candidates talking about another candidate's plans, and they go, where's the beef, right? That's how culturally, I don't know, significant it became, but, I mean, it really went into everything. So this group, the Toledo Hemp Center, has decided to bring that concept out of retirement in the promotion of the benefit of CBD. Again, CBD oil, in this case, not to get you high, for those of you who still think you're on your religious high and mighty kick, that nobody can use the plant in a way that you don't approve of. We're talking about the 25,000 other uses right now for CBD particularly. And so is the Toledo Hemp Center. Let's give a play on how they're utilizing that concept of where's the beef for your benefit, CBD.
It certainly is nutritious hemp. It's very nutritional hemp. It's yummy nutritious hemp. It's very yummy nutritional hemp. Where's the relief?
Toledo Hemp Center specializes in non-psychotropic CBD hemp products.
Where's the
That's great. That, I like that. That's creative. Where's the relief?
Very, very clever. Where's the relief?
Right. Now, the irony there, of course, Super Don, is that they, by saying that, might be vulnerable to attack by FDA. Because you know CBD is being sold as a dietary supplement, not a drug, which makes it legal in all 50 states. It's not being sold as a drug. And the moment you make a claim that it relieves something, uh-oh, look out. Now, I'm not saying anything that is not already known about it, and I support them doing this. But again, even in jest, you can see how our medical police state, again, this is the FDA or FTC operating on behalf of the medical monopoly and basically saying, you know what? You've just said that it does something, right? Outrageous. And by doing that, you now have recharacterized or reclassified CBD that you claim to be a dietary supplement as an unapproved new drug. And again, I'm not wishing this happens, but I'm just saying this is the way the game is played. And I'm concerned about that because I love the creativity and I want more of it to happen. I want more of the free flow of information. I want you to be able to access it and discern for yourself without the heavy hand of government or without the deception coming from the CDC or the pharmaceutical industrial complex and their capture of our regulatory agencies, much less our scientific agencies, NIH and the like. But if you want CBD, get it now while you can. PlusCBDOil.com, PlusCBDOil.com, RSB15 gets you 15% off. We got a major league moment of duh coming up for Never Trumpers after the break.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Now you say you're sorry for being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river.
That's not me being a parent whiner. Apparently, there are a lot of crybabies and whiners.
Oh, dude, you know, I didn't even think about how bad that would sound after what you were talking about,
right?
What your daughter went through. That has nothing to do with it, I promise.
No.
That is Super not Don what this is about.
He wasn't digging on me for complaining about having to deal with a child who was a little upset.
Oh,
no.
Man, now I feel bad.
That's funny.
No.
Yeah, you should,
that
mister.
Was...
No. Completely different story we're leading into, right?
That is terrible coincidence, but...
Yeah, we are talking about whiners in D.C., aren't we?
In D.C.? There's a bunch of them right now.
Yeah. And it's not just the safe space liberals. In fact, the neocon chicken hawks... I got to tell you, the people that are crying right now because Trump is president. Some people got their butt a bit hurt. And it leads to, believe it or not, today's...
Moment of Duh.
Where are you people? On Dole? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8. You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Well, today's Moment of Duh, believe it or not, brought to you by the Never Trump Neocon American Wussies. This is true. They're crying big time because President-elect Trump hasn't asked them to be part of the administration. Why?
Don't send me flowers anymore.
Listen, Super Don, okay, you're running for president, and there are a bunch of people who say, you know what, I'm a never Super Don, right? And you win the election. And they happen to be in an area, national defense, the people that were never Super Don. And they signed a pledge, and it went public. It was to help promote the fact that they're not for Super Don, right? Just like these people, they weren't for Trump, never Trumpers. Are you likely, once you're in office or on the way into office and transition, saying, you know what, first thing I got to do is call those people who said never Super Don because I want them in my administration. They're the ones I want. Is that your first thought?
That would not be my first thought, although, you know, I might consider, possibly, if they just said, we don't want to vote for you, I would say, okay, yeah. Well, you know, maybe, but...
Yeah.
Let's be a little bit more specific here. Let's say these people that said never Super Don also said that I was lacking self-control. I acted impetuously, that I had erratic behavior, and I was fundamentally dishonest.
Not in the least, but of course if they said that, that's a little more than saying I'll never vote for you, isn't it?
Exactly. Now, here's the story. You got this group of guys that have served in previous presidential administrations in the national defense, national security. And these guys publicly, this stuff was, it was posted in the New York Times. It was posted, you know, all over the place. And they called. They said all these things about Trump. And they are now surprised that they are sitting in their Washington, D.C. offices. And the phone's not ringing.
They're not getting the call.
I mean, they're like, they're going to work, and they are actually seeing younger staff assistants in their offices that are being invited to participate in, talks with Trump, and they are not being invited.
Yeah, yeah. They're not being invited to play their war games, their reindeer war games. Now, these are, again, the chicken hawk neocons. These are part of the establishment. They've been, you know, whether it's a Republican administration, Democratic administration, what you noticed under Obama, they were dropping as many bombs, the peace candidate, right, as the so-called war candidate before him. And so Trump has a different perspective on this. He doesn't seem to be a guy that just wants to, you know, just continue the same kind of let's be everywhere all of the time. How about peace through strength? Let's stay home. If somebody messes with us or our allies, that's another story. But, of course, they're surprised. That's why they're not getting the call. And that's their moment of duh. All right, folks, we got a lot more broadcast healing to do next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Top 10 science aspirin hats of 2016. Hey, you want to live longer? We've got a secret tasty thing to do. Also, arguments from authority and intimidation supporting the vaccine agenda. We're gonna release and reveal what's behind it after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at BookstoreOnTheSeine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. BookstoreOnTheSeine.com.